Megan Mary Moore joins me in the studio tonight. She lives here in Cincinnati, where she teaches dance, is a member of the Greater Cincinnati Writers League, and recently had her first book of poetry published, titled Dwellers. Megan, I'm delighted to welcome you and say congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
So the cover of Dwellers tells us your poems are, quote, a love letter to a girl often overlooked. So that word overlooked certainly piqued my curiosity. If you would, tell us a little bit about what that word means.
When I was growing up, I was reading fiction, nonfiction, poetry, prose. I didn't see my girlhood represented. I saw a girlhood with a beautiful room, a TV, lots of clothes and makeup, and I didn't have that. None of my friends had that. And I felt overlooked. Now that I'm an adult and I have the resources to tell my story, I want to, not just for me, but for all of the girls who feel overlooked in their girlhood.
The title poem of your book of poetry gives us a snapshot of part of what that girlhood was like. So if you would read us Dwellers.
Sure. Dwellers. Because we didn't own, Aunt Crystal called us dwellers. People who borrowed place, rented memory, ready to run. We didn't plant flowers, because we'd leave them behind. We dwelt among dandelions instead. Weeds upon weeds upon weeds.
Thank you. So does the overlooked also refer to a time of life that was overlooked? Did you feel overlooked, in other words, as a child?
I was lucky. I was not overlooked by my family or my neighbors. I had a great community. I felt that my community was overlooked, especially my peers, because we were young and poor and members of the working class.
So say a little bit about that story. Obviously, in this poem especially, the lack of permanency of place.
Sure.
Which certainly in childhood gives you a certain security. Say a little bit about in everyday life how that worked out for you. Were you suddenly running from the landlord kind of thing?
Well, there was no sense of permanency, not from just me, but my neighbors. As soon as I became friends with someone, they would leave or I would leave. I was able to stay in the same school district throughout my childhood, which was great. My parents made sure of that. However, because we rented, we were looked at quite differently. We did not own property. So maybe it was less of us leaving and more lack of ownership over what we had. So much was not ours.
You also reference, again on the cover of Dwellers, ghosts that are seemingly everywhere. There are all kinds of ghosts. You know, was it a sense of being haunted or were there actual presences in your life and how that affected you?
I think when your family is always moving, immediate and outside of your immediate family, you look elsewhere for companionship. And maybe to some people that's an imaginary friend, but to me it was ghosts. They never left their houses. Ghosts who haunt houses stay there long after death. And I liked that.
There's a wonderful poem very much about childhood, and it's called Cardboard Coffin. And I'd love it if you'd read that for us.
Sure. Cardboard Coffin. Mama entered me in coloring contests across the tri-state. I won every time. One prize was a Maggie-sized coffin filled with candy. Cardboard spray painted black, I dug through and climbed inside. Among Whoppers and Smarties, I held the certificate to the light. My name, Megan Mary, my address, 156 Sandusky, my age, 4, wrong, 6. Mama, you put the wrong age. Mama must have made a mistake. No, baby, only way you'll win. You enjoy your coffin.
There's so many layers in this poem. It's just marvelous. You know, first what struck me was the idea of a coffin that was filled with candy. I don't know if this was around Halloween or not, but it's a little bizarre, you know, as a presentation. And then your mother, obviously loving you, caring for you, fibbing a bit on your behalf. So what was it like as a child to see that discrepancy in what your age really was and what was written down?
I think I was always looked at as a hope for the next generation. Uh-huh. My parents recognized from a very young age that I had the potential to go to college, maybe go on from there to graduate school, and I would have been the first in my family to do so. So at that young age, they did everything they could to make sure I was set up for success. And sometimes that meant flubbing my age, even in coloring contests. So it did not feel good. And I think this poem is a representation of the first time I realized that there was a lot of pressure on me as a child to be successful, not only for myself, but for my parents.
So I'm interested in the process of literally writing about your childhood. How has it impacted you at this point? And what is it like to read your poems aloud?
I think that Dwellers was something that I needed to write in order to write more poetry. I needed to explore why I want to write in the first place. And so much of that came from my childhood. I had a difficult time writing a lot of the poems because they were so personal, not only to me, but to my family. My parents are extremely supportive and they love every poem, whether they're in it or not. My other family members were very interested to read what they were in. I was told by my mentor that many of your family members will buy your book, but they won't read it. So don't be concerned with what you have to say about them. They probably won't notice it. That was not true. Several of my family members took pictures of the poems that they were in and sent them to me and said, "Is this me?"
Oh.
So that was something I didn't realize that I would have to deal with. But overall, the response from them was good and supportive, much more so than I thought it would be. And that really made me feel fulfilled. And that I was doing something not only for me as a 25-year-old woman, but something for my 6-year-old self.
Well, I want to thank you so much for talking with us about your poetry, for reading your poems, and certainly for not letting your girlhood go overlooked.
Thank you.
Delightful to be with you. I've been talking with Megan Mary Moore about her new book of poetry, Dwellers, and you'll find more information about it at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.